You might say that the way to look upon today's Mass, the Pentecost Monday Mass, is an exercise in things as they ought to be, the ideal. Of course, whenever we say our prayers, we enter into the realm of the faith, the Catholic Church, or into the Church. That's always our realization. It's always our hope. And that's the ideal that we cling to, the way things ought to be. Of course, we see our sins, but we know how weak we are, and sometimes we're quite conscious of the fact that we're not really doing our best. But by coming today, by keeping the feast as it has been kept for centuries since the beginning, and once as a holy day, you're contributing towards that ideal, and you can't help but be raised up a little bit towards that same ideal yourself. By your contribution, your sacrifices, your efforts throughout the whole of this beautiful Pentecost weekend, but as well and most of all by the Holy Ghost. In today's beautiful and very, very old Mass, we have a good illustration of one of the points that I wanted to emphasize in yesterday's sermon. That is to say that the Holy Ghost is not just person of the Blessed Trinity, as it were, for confirmation, but he gives us all of the sacraments of the Church, and he's active in all of them. At the same time, see in today's Mass an interesting illustration of the ideal, how conservative, respectful of tradition is Holy Mother Church, the true Church, and also how bold and strong is a true Pope, the successor of St. Peter, in proclaiming the truth that outside of our faith, outside of belief in our Lord, there is no salvation at all. And so then, as we begin today's Holy Mass, you will recognize, and the members of our choir have already prepared it, you will recognize the words of the introit, Cibavit Eos. That's the introit that we sing for 8 days over Corpus Christi. He fed them with the very best of the wheat from the Old Testament. It reminds us of the truth that the Blessed Sacrament is indeed the work of the Holy Ghost. At the same time, it's an interesting illustration of how conservative the Church is. When the Pope asked St. Thomas Aquinas to compose the Mass and the office for the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament that had just been instituted, he didn't have this idea, well, I'm just going to make everything up new, as they do in the Novus Ordo and the false religions. No, he carefully went through the books, the old days, and all of the different introits and responsories and sequences that were already extant or in use, and he chose the ones that were most appropriate, only composing something new when it was strictly necessary, and then even then, as in the case of the sequence for Corpus Christi, new words, but the old melody. So that wasn't viewed as plagiarism, it was viewed as traditionalism, a conservative. So this introit was sung centuries and centuries before the Blessed Sacrament feast day was given to us. And it reminds us of the truth. The Holy Ghost hovers over the Church and inspires her, and he is never the agent of destruction. He is never a revolutionary, but he is always bringing out treasures new and old from the wonderful riches of Catholicism by the Holy Ghost. You see, in that same sense, in the offertory verse, it's just a little snippet, but it reminds us of the truth that the verse from the 17th Psalm, the fountains of waters appeared, the baptism, that's the work of the Holy Ghost too. It's a thunderous reality. The Holy Ghost bestows upon the Church the sacrament of baptism. And he also gives us, finally, the successors of St. Peter, true popes, who always will preach the faith, as you see in today's epistle, to both Jews and to Gentiles, that there is no salvation in any other name. That's the work of the Holy Ghost, staying with the true Church all of these centuries. And at the same time, in St. John's Gospel, which is that alone, you might say, is worth the price of admission. Read over the Gospel in your Missal, the wonderful truth with which it begins, our Lord saying to Nicodemus, who comes to him by night because he's afraid, he doesn't have the Holy Ghost yet, God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. Not to judge the world, but that the world may be saved by him. And so it's, we always remind ourselves, it's not my job to judge the world or to judge other souls. It is my job to be saved myself and then to extend that same salvation, which always starts with faith, a faith that's firmly believed, consistently professed, and a faith that is so strong that by the Holy Ghost power, it might draw others to our Lord. A faith outside of which, St. Augustine is very strict about that in the office today, there is no salvation. This is the ideal. This is what the Holy Ghost holds up for us. And as we start our summer season, we remind ourselves again of this truth, that from a vocation of being a Catholic, there's no vacation. Regardless of where you go, what you do this summer, you too will be either professing and living up to the ideal or maybe pulling it down a little bit. Remember, it's not you. It is the blessed power of the Holy Ghost coming to us, especially by the strength of our holy communions, that we can live up to our Catholic faith. He fed them with the very best of the wheat. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.